Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
En la obra, el tiempo vale oro. Por eso en Lowe's tenemos ProBlock Quick Dry Primer hecho por Sherwin-Williams. Diseñado para los pros con aplicación uniforme, tiempos de secado rápido y resultados impecables. Disponible en base de aceite o agua. Ordena en línea antes de las 2 p.m. y recibe entrega gratis el mismo día. Lowe's. Nosotros ayudamos. Tú ahorras. Pedidos hechos después de las 2 p.m. se entregan al día siguiente. Válido en códigos postales selectos. Sujeto a disponibilidad de conductores. Aplican más términos.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for non-stop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Final hour of Gresh in for JR tonight on the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. We have an update. Kike Hernandez has gone ya-ya ding-dong. He has gone yard on a solo shot. So Toronto has a 2-1 lead on the Dodgers. That is in the top of the third with one out. The series is tied at 2 games apiece. So Kike hits one out, 2-1 Toronto. And now that was Kike Hernandez's 11th home run in postseason history. And just quickly before I get into the NFL, I've really come to appreciate the Kike Hernandezes of the world in big league baseball. By the way, you can jump in at 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476 is number for you to get on board. I've come to really appreciate guys like Kike Hernandez and people like that. They can play different positions. They have good postseason at-bats, and they know how they handle the moment, and they know what they're doing. And I think for, you know, teams like the Dodgers to have a couple of those guys, like the dudes that are grinders, right? The guys who they're not superstars. And they may only hit 230 in the series, but they're going to get you a big hit, or they're going to help you when you're down, or they're going to have position flexibility that's really going to be able to help you. I think those guys, for teams that have championship aspirations, they're kind of worth their weight in gold. Hey, Thursday Night Football Preview is sponsored by Square. More than 4 million neighborhood businesses run on Square. To learn more, go to square.com or just stop by your favorite local business. See you in the neighborhood, Square. So let's get to the week that will be in the NFL. And it's gonna start on Thursday night with the Ravens at the Dolphins. So You want to talk about a team who looks completely different with their starting quarterback compared to, you know, what they look like without him. The Ravens are averaging 32.8 points per game with Lamar Jackson this season. Now, that's in 4 games. compared to 14.3 points per game without Jackson. And that's in a three-game stretch. So hang on. Hold on here. Here it is. I know that I'm among the few people like left with a calculator. Okay. So I understand that. So I got 32.8, and that is time four. So that's basically 131 points. And if you go 14.3 times three, you're looking at 43 points, really, when it's all said and done. I mean, what a massive difference. And I feel, personally, I feel like this game has very little to do with the Dolphins. And that this game has everything to do with Lamar being back. He's a South Florida guy. 2-2 in his career against the Dolphins. You know, will Lamar be back on Thursday night? He hasn't played since the week four loss at the Chiefs, leaving with that hamstring injury. If Lamar does make the start, it will be his 99th career start. And his 71 wins are the fifth most by a quarterback in their first 100 career starts, going back to 1950. In the first 100 starts, Mahomes had 78 wins, Brady had 76, Roger Staubach had 76, Kenny Stabler had 72. If getting the start on Thursday, Lamar's at 71, and if he gets that start, it's his 99th. So he'd still have a chance to pass Ken Stabler, but just be short of Pat Mahomes, Tom Brady, and Roger Staubach. Hall of Fame, Hall of Fame, Hall of Fame. That is not a bad way to go. We go into the 1 o'clock games where my man Gary and Rocky Top, who is out there hauling products across this great country of ours, his Chicago Bears will be in Cincinnati to take on the Bungles. The Bears lead the NFL with 16 takeaways this season, even though they didn't get any in week eight at the Ravens. They're seeking to avoid going consecutive games without a takeaway since 2003. Now, the Bengals defensively are ass. They have allowed an NFL worst 31.6 points per game this season. They're seeking to avoid allowing 30-plus points in three straight games. That would tie the longest such streak in franchise history, which was done seven times, including last year. Joe Flacco in three games with the Bengals this year, seven TDs, no picks in three games, three straight games with multiple passing touchdowns and no interceptions, tied for the longest streak in his career. So Flacco is at least playing a pretty good brand of football for Cincinnati. We'll see how that works out. Vikings are at the Lions. The Lions are 11-3 in divisional games since 2003. That is the best in the NFL. And the Lions are looking for their first six-game win streak against the Vikings all time. You look on the Lions end of things. They're 3-0 at home, winning each by 15 or more points. The only season in which they started 4-0 at home with each win coming by 15 or more points was all the way back in 1954, as the two-time defending NFL champions failed to quote-unquote three-peat as they lost in the championship game later that season. The Panthers are at the Packers at 1 o'clock. The Packers are 3-0 at home this year, looking for a 4-0 start for the first time since 2021. Packers opened as a big 12.5-point favorite. The Packers have the best win percentage in the NFC at 75% at 4-1-1, but their point differential of plus 43 ranks fourth in the NFC, behind the Lions, who are plus 64, the Rams, who are plus 58, and the Seahawks, who are plus 57. Let me see here. The Panthers are 12-4 ATS in their last 16 games as an underdog. And in fact, they've covered five straight after a loss, 3-0 ATS this season, 8-1 ATS, which is against the spread, in their last nine after a loss. Peeling through week nine of the National Football League, you can jump in, 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. We've 2-1. Toronto has a lead over the Dodgers. They've now gone to the top of the fourth inning, and a leadoff triple for Toronto. Ball hit down the right field corner, and T. Oscar Hernandez can't play it on the slide, so it kind of gets by him, and a leadoff triple to start the fourth for Toronto. Blake Snell, by the way, is still on the mound for the Dodgers. We get back to the NFL, where the Chargers are at the Titans at 1 o'clock. The Chargers, a road favorite of at least 9.5 points for the first time since 2021. The Chargers have a pass block win rate of 52.6% this season. That is 30th in the NFL. And that's according to Next Gen Stats. And without Joe Alt, the Chargers' pass block win rate of 48% would be the worst in the NFL. Now, speaking of Joe Alt, Chargers are 4-0 in games that he played entirely. So, with Joe Alt, 4-0, without him, 1-3. And the Titans are just, they're 1-7 this year. Their worst record through eight games of a season. They got Mike McCoy as the interim head coach, seeking to avoid losing four straight games by double digits for the first time since the franchise relocated to Tennessee. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Mike in Chicago on the Bears. Mike, you're with Gresh on the Infinity Sports Network.
Yeah, Gresh, how are you doing tonight?
I am good, friend. What do you have for me?
All right, well, I want to get your opinion on something. I have a really good friend who is I won't name him because he wouldn't be happy if I did, but he played for the Iowa Hawkeyes, and he was going to be drafted. He was a linebacker, and he got hurt real bad, so he wasn't able to play. But his best friend is a retired offensive lineman, spent 13 years in the NFL. There's some ins and outs. I don't want to put down Caleb Williams, but apparently he said a lot of the players on the Bears don't respect this guy, that inside the clubhouse, he is a piece of work. Apparently he's very into himself. He's very arrogant. I'm just putting this out there because I want your opinion on something. Ben Johnson will not tolerate this, and so I would really like to know your opinion on if this ceiling collapses and Caleb Williams, I don't think he's the answer, by the way. I don't think he's got what it takes. He has some good throws. He has some good games, but for the most part, the guy looks like a dumpster fire, okay? Because through the same amount of games, Mitch Trubisky and he have about the same stats, okay? And Mitch Trubisky failed. And I get it. Chicago's where quarterbacks go to die. This organization destroys quarterbacks. It's a known fact because they put them through multiple head coaches, multiple coordinators, multiple GMs. They don't know what they're doing ever since the McCaskies took over in 1984. This is George Halas is rolling over. I'm a longtime 64-year-old suffering Bears fan, and I don't want to go through this. I think that Tyson Bagent, I know he's backup second string, but I think that Ben Johnson has the capabilities to take a quarterback and make wonders out of him. I don't think Jared Goff was that great. He came on a trade from the Rams, and he did really well. He got him going. I just want to know your opinion on it. I'll hang up, and thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, Mike, you have a lot of faith in Ben Johnson where I do not. I think if Caleb Williams is, let's call him eccentric, right? If Caleb Williams is a little eccentric, you said, oh, well, Ben Johnson won't stand for that. Why? What's Ben Johnson going to do? What's he going to? He's going to try to reprogram him as a human being. He's gonna look at Caleb Williams and say, "It's my best chance to win." So whatever kind of weird idiosyncrasies he may have, I got to work around it. I got to work through it. I just got to find a way to win games. I'm with you in that Caleb Williams may not be the answer, but I don't think going full force into, well, if Caleb isn't the answer, then I'm just going to really jump into the pool with the head coach and hope we all don't drown. I don't know if I would be willing to go there just yet. I think there are as many questions about Ben Johnson, the head coach, as there are Caleb Williams, the quarterback, and they both probably are going to have to find a way to answer them together, to be quite honest with you, because it's a number one pick. You're not shoving the kid out the door. And if you're Ben Johnson, you sat around and you waited to supposedly get the perfect job so that you could have a kid like this to be able to work with. I also think people in Chicago need to remember that it takes a while to build a football team. And I like the fact that they traded picks. I like the fact that they moved around the board and got extra currency and have done a decent job of kind of filling in those holes. But, you know, look at the tight end that they took 10th overall. And I'm blanking on the name of the guy right now. But, you know, you draft a guy at tight end to come in and be an impactful player in the top 10, and there's nothing going on there. And it ain't working. So I think it's just deeper than head coach and quarterback. That's just me. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. We'll get back to some college football. Bill Bender of the Sporting News joins me next. I'm Gretch with you here on the Infinity Sports Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for nonstop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief. Here's Gresh.
All right, we got a lot to peel through when it comes to the world of college football. The games are more hotly contested. Head coaches are being fired. I don't want to say it's a dumpster fire in college football, but it's there's some fun matchups and fun games going on. A lot of interesting stuff to talk about, and we do it with Bill Bender, who has covered college football for a long time for the Sporting News. Bill, Andy Gresh here on the Infinity Sports Network. Good evening. Thanks for the time. How are you?
Hey, what's up, Andy? Thanks for having me on, man.
Yeah, Bill, who the hell is going to be the Penn State and the LSU coach? It can't be the same guy, and it feels like they're pulling from the same pool. So what's going to give here as you see it, Bill?
What, Lane Kiffin can't coach both places?
Lane Kiffin Jr.
Yeah. Interesting, because I think Cignetti was the home run, and he's at Indiana. If Matt Rhule stays at Nebraska, it's going to get a little interesting there. And then, LSU, I don't know. I think it's early. The governor might be involved with a board of directors. Who knows where that goes, right?
Bill, in all seriousness, okay, you've been covering college football for a long time. Have you ever heard a verbal pantsing of an athletic director from the governor of the state? I mean, that's about as bad as it gets, isn't it?
I mean, I live in a state where a former Ohio State coach was the lieutenant governor, you know, but that's not even close to what we're dealing with here. I know how serious football is at LSU. I think Brian Kelly was a very successful coach. And you know, I was talking to Jacob Hester about this, the old LSU fullback today. And he brought up a good point. Like, fit matters only when it's not going well, right? Like, their baseball coach isn't from Louisiana. With Nick Saban and Les Miles weren't from Louisiana. You just need to have a coach that works hard, makes LSU football everything. And, you know, family and football, that's what that job's all about.
You know what, Bill, but can they do that while, I mean, look, if it's not a big name and you pick the right coach and ultimately the guy goes and wins, then everything works itself out. But does there have to be a level of splash and flash with this hire for LSU? Can they be confident to look at, say, a Silverfield from Memphis and say, let's bring that guy in?
They haven't hired a coach inside the Power Four since Curly Howman.
There we go.
So, you know what I mean? I think they're taking a home run swing. And the governor isn't hiring Ryan Silverfield. As much as I like Ryan Silverfield, you know what I mean? Like, they're going to take a big swing here. I don't know if that means, you know, Power Four to Power Four, but I was bringing up that point today, like, one of my editors, Rob Cassidy, he does a really nice job for us at Sporting News, brought this up in our meeting today. How many Power Four to Power Four moves work? About that. Like, Brian Kelly didn't work. Lincoln Riley, we could judgment there. He hasn't had as much success at USC as he did Oklahoma. Willie Taggart. I mean, I could go on and on. Mm-hmm. The one that sticks out that I fired back was Brom's done a nice job, but that's Purdue to Louisville. That's not Purdue to LSU.
Yeah, that is an interesting thought. Is there any chance that because Mike Elko has jersey ties that Penn State makes a run at the Texas A&M head man?
It probably should. He's an excellent coach. There's one that also worked out, Duke to Texas A&M. He's been fantastic. at both places. And he's got a no-nonsense way about him. But, you know, what's the value judgment then? You leave Penn State where they just fired a guy that won nearly 70% of his games, or do you stay at Texas A&M where you're not only number three in the country, they're really good? You know, when do we get to say that Texas A&M is really good? What else do they need to do? Do they need to beat Texas like they did LSU? I mean, they won at Notre Dame. So that's a really good team, a really good school, really good program, and I think it would be hard to pull Mike Elko out of there.
Is it kind of fait accompli that the Vanderbilt coach will leave for a job that doesn't care as much about academics?
He's an outstanding coach. But, you know, whether it's Clark Lee or Kenny Dillingham or Jeff Brohm, I mean, one of the beauties of college football is these guys care about their alma mater. And they coach at their alma mater, and they love coaching there. And I do think Clark Lee genuinely loves Vanderbilt. Why would he leave other than money?
Right.
Right? Like, other than money, because Vanderbilt, he loves it. He's built them into one of the best stories of the year. If Kurt Cignetti is going to stay at Indiana, why would Clark Lee not stay at Vanderbilt? By the way, if they beat Texas, it really, I think they're in, you know? I think if they go 10-2 with a win mm-hmm. against Texas, they're going to be in the playoff.
And that would be, I mean, for Vanderbilt to think that they can get into the playoff is just amazing. Yeah, Bill, I made a joke earlier today that we're living in a college football world where Georgia Tech, Vanderbilt, and Indiana are all candidates to go to the national playoff, and all three of them may end up there. How about that Georgia Tech situation? Does somebody look at the job that's been done there and said, hey, I can live with that guy as my head coach?
He's really good. Brent Key is so good. And, again, alma mater has made Haynes King into a star. They win close games. They win with a gritty formula that plays off well. It really started when they played Florida State over in Dublin last year, and it hasn't stopped. So I do think that is a team that, I mean, I'd love to have him as my head coach. I think he loves his players. I love him as a media guy because, you know, coaches make their way through interviews and give you coach speak. He listens to questions. He calls you out when you ask a dumb question. He is very attentive, and he takes his job very seriously. I think he's awesome. I think he's Elko and him are right at the top of Coach of the Year candidates this year.
You know what's interesting, Bill? We've talked about all these guys who have jobs who might try to get lured to go to other ones. If all these cats end up staying, I really wonder where LSU and Penn State turn to be able to fill this job with people who are experienced and have cachet. Like you said, it's been forever since LSU has hired a coach outside of the Power Four or the Power Five. But is there a chance that, you know, a lot like Indiana, that Texas A&M and Ole Miss and Vanderbilt and these schools, you know, like Memphis, I know they're not going to match, but, you know, the Power Four schools say, hey, we got a good thing going here. Let's give these guys contract extensions. Or do you think that, Bill, the lure of going somewhere else or, you know, the lure of Penn State, let's say, ends up just drawing somebody out of their current job?
That's a great question. I think
because everybody, Bill, to me, has enough money. Like, everybody now has enough money to make their coach whole if they really want to. And, I mean, of all places, Indiana was the one that cut it off at the pass. I wonder if these other schools start thinking the same thing, and then if you're LSU and you're Penn State, you better have plan D.
That's the point. That's why I paused, because let's say Penn State doesn't hire the right guy, the risk factor into falling into an 8-4, 7-5 type program's there. It really is if you hire the wrong guy. LSU, same deal, because you're in the SEC. I think you're going to – some of these programs are going to have to be willing to deal with a 9-3 season. and an 8-4 season where you miss. But if you make, I think the standard of success in college football now, especially at really any program in the SEC or the Big Ten, we could make that argument, is you get in the playoff. Forget about going 10-2 or 11-1. You know what I mean? Get in the playoff. That's goal number one. Then you squeeze through and win a national championship. I'm admittedly, I live in Columbus, Ohio, or, mm-hmm. or south of it. So I live in a place where they're one of the few places in this country that I believe can wake up and say, we should win every game. There aren't too many in college football anymore.
No, that's a good point. That's a really good point. Bill, I can't believe we've gone this long talking coaching, and I haven't asked you about James Franklin. What's your gut feel as to what happens with that guy?
He'll end up somewhere, and he'll do well wherever he lands. I mean, 70% of his games.
Bill, power four somewhere, or like a high-end job in the Mountain West like UNLV when Dan Mullen gets out of there?
Why wouldn't Virginia Tech hire him?
I'd be a great fit.
Why wouldn't hire him? Well, I don't think they will. But, you know, why wouldn't any ACC school hire him if that opens up? I think he'd crush it at Virginia Tech. I think if the Belichick thing comes to an end at North Carolina, that would be my first call. I think he'd crush it at a place like North Carolina. So those are kind of the places I would look at with James Franklin that I think he would do extremely well.
Does Brian Kelly get yet another big head coaching job?
Maybe. I think Kelly's 64. So if he retired, I wouldn't be like, oh, I can't believe he retired. You know what I mean? He just got a however many million-dollar buyout. Actually, for me, the one guy that if all those options you were talking about with Penn State, if they fell through, that's the call I would make. I mean, because we can make fun of Brian Kelly for all the accent stuff all we want. He wins football games, and Yay. He can win at Penn State. And they're built to win right now. Mm-hmm. Why not make that kind of move?
Are there any other power fours that you think are going to come open? I know there's a lot of smoke around Luke Fickell at Wisconsin. Do you think there are more heads yet to still roll?
Maybe. I mean, there'll be a couple more. And there could be a chain reaction depending on who these schools hire. If we have power four moves, you know, let's say Matt Rhule goes Penn State. Let's say then Matt Campbell goes to Nebraska. That, you know what I mean? This will happen. I look at Auburn and I'm wondering, okay, how much longer does Hugh Freeze have? They're losing a lot of close games, so I give them a little bit of leeway, but you got to win in the SEC at some point. I actually think Wisconsin and Florida State, we won't see any decisions made until the end of the year. And in fairness to Wisconsin, when we all looked at the schedule in August, every one of us said, man, I don't know if I see a win in October. So
yeah, it's brutal.
Why are we overreacting? I think we're overreacting because they can't score.
That is very fair. And in the modern day of college football, that is bad stuff. Bill Bender of the Sporting News talking a lot of, I mean, we didn't even get into the games. I just had fun talking about the coaching carousel because there's only going to be more people riding on it and more teams looking for coaches here. Bill, thanks a bunch. Enjoy the weekend. Great chat. Thank you.
Hey, anytime. And we'll get to the games next time. I appreciate it.
Yeah, there you go. Weekend. Yeah, this is more fun as to the where all of these coaches are going to end up. Bill Bender of the Sporting News, he does a fantastic job covering college football for that publication. But think about it, right? We hear people are chasing Lane Kiffin, and people are chasing this guy and that guy. What if they all stay? What if they all sit there and they stay, and they don't want to, you know, you got Vanderbilt and Ole Miss stay settled. Elko doesn't leave Texas A&M. Florida needs a coach. Teams in the ACC need coaches. The only guys really out there right now that are free are Brian Kelly and James Franklin, and who knows where they end up. And who are some of the guys, like I mentioned Dan Mullen at UNLV. It feels like Dan Mullen is going to get poached from that job pretty quickly, given what he has done this year and keeping that program going in the right direction. So it will be very interesting. Will there be any pro coaches that are in play? Didn't even think about that possibility of not an existing NFL head coach, but, you know, a lot like when Bill O'Brien went to Penn State. Is there a high-level offensive coordinator? Joe Brady's name was brought up earlier, right? That's the kind of guy, offensive dude, young enough, you know, can you give him a program and let him, let that guy kind of run things? You know, you're normally looking from the teams that are really good in the NFL. Shane Steichen calls the offense for the Colts. Josh McDaniels, I don't think, is getting a head coaching job anytime soon. There's your second place team in the AFC with the Patriots. You know, are you plucking somebody from another NFL team just to go be a head coach somewhere? Again, I brought up my buddy, my former teammate, Darren Rizzi. He's a special teams guy, but he does have a little bit of – he has college head coaching experience. So I don't know if Riz is getting itchy to the point to where he's maybe ready to bail on the NFL, but that's a guy who I would think connections to Sean Payton, former college head coach. That'd be somebody who might be able to get some interviews at some of these schools. Now, I don't know if Riz is looking to jump per se. You get a couple million bucks in the NFL, and, you know, you're doing pretty good. You don't feel – like it used to be – You left college to go to the pros to get paid. Now all these guys get paid. It's kind of whack. 888-710-4ISN. We've gone to the bottom of the fifth. The Dodgers are up again. 3-1. Toronto has the lead. They're in the World Series. I didn't even think about it. I may have just stooged off the score there for my guy Marco Belletti, but I just turned to the left and went instantaneously with the old update. I think Max Muncy is at the plate right now. Much different. This feels like a high-tension World Series game. Not that the other ones didn't necessarily at the time, but come on. In the 18th inning, you're always going to have tension, let alone in the World Series. But this one feels like these teams are like, yeah, it's tied at two. Let's get serious. Not that they weren't before, but I think you understand the essence of what I'm trying to say. It has the feel of a very important World Series game. All right, let's get updated on everything in the world of sports. He's been waiting long enough. Here's my man, Marco Belletti.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief. Here's Gresh.
Indiana is the team number two in the country. Can't believe they're ranked that high. But I don't know. It's the best I got. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices, excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. 10 minutes left in this one with me. Gresham for JR. I do believe JR is back tomorrow. I know I'm not here tomorrow, so could be somebody else. I have no idea. As I'm just kind of perusing around into what I want to talk about for the final 10 minutes of the show, once in a while, Twitter will deliver you the goods. And Magic Johnson. I mean, he is the gift that keeps on giving. Now, mind you, old Irv is one of the Dodger owners, right? He is a part of the ownership group over that organization. And look, there are times where Magic Johnson uses Twitter the way your dad would. We're being real about it. You know, Captain Obvious type stuff. And it's really stuff that the internet is made of. Magic Johnson, 8 hours ago. I love it if you'll make fun of old Irv. He tweeted out, with the series being 2-2, game 5 is very important. Whichever team wins takes control of the series, ! Now it's got me thinking of the Seinfeld episode where Elaine used too much punctuation to try to make a point, and then I think it was the book editor ended up, like, taking out a whole bunch of her exclamation points and stuff like that. I think that might have been the Top of the Muffin episode, now that I think of it, because of the whole exclamation point thing. Top of the Muffin to you was the line that they used in there. Well, old Irv uses the exclamation point, so I guess if I were to read this with the emotion of the exclamation point, I guess it should be, with a series being 2-2, game 5 is very important. Whichever team wins takes control of the series, is the way you should really say it, based on the way that old Irv wrote it. I mean, that is fantastic. You know, you can't start walking if you don't take the first step. I mean, magic wisdom, really. I mean, it is interesting that someone with, as I will use the way Magic Johnson described it, he has attained the HIV virus. And his name is Magic Johnson. It's always gotten me. Well, yeah, old. Apparently, Blue Jays pitcher Kevin Gausman commended the comments straightforward. This is the matchup remains competitive with L.A. holding home field. Oh, man. It just gets all over me. Magic Johnson, man. You can't score points if you don't make shots. Time to make shots today. Like, okay, thanks, Irv. I guess you could be LSU AD Scott Woodward, who, as I described it with Bill Bender, got verbally pantsed by the governor of Louisiana, Jeff Landry. Ryan, if we can get that ready again, let me know when you got it. Oh, you do. Good. So, Scott Woodward not only was the athletic director, I do believe, at Texas A&M on the Jimbo Fisher contract, which ended up in a $77 million being paid for him to do nothing, just like it'll be 50-some million for Brian Kelly. LSU's got to get the old search committee together for a head coach, but yeah. Apparently, the governor of Louisiana, Jeff Landry, is stepping in. Listen to this just verbal flogging of the LSU AD, Scott Woodward.
No, I can tell you right now, Scott Woodward is not selecting the next coach. Hell, I'll let Donald Trump select it before I let him do it. I don't know, but the Board of Supervisors is going to come up with a committee, and they're going to go find us a coach. Hold on. One real quick thing on that. Because here's what y'all reporters need to do. Y'all need to start looking at who represents all these people, like these agents. You know what's interesting? If I'm not mistaken, Woodard's agent, Kelly's agent, the Texas A&M, they're all the same agent. Like, you realize if I would be, I don't know how y'all, how many sports writers we got here today? Like, just you. We should have a bunch, okay? Like, this is ridiculous. Lawyers would be disbarred for the way these agents act and the way they're able to represent. There's no doubt. They may even represent some of the players now. Like, it's really time for the NCAA to put on some guardrails in college sports. Because, and it's fine. We don't need the guardrails. If big billionaires want to spend all that kind of money, no problem. But if I got to go find $53 million from Kemp, it's not going to be a pleasant conversation. I'm just telling you.
Well, you know, it is football. It was pretty funny to hear the governor be like, no, Scott Woodward ain't gonna make no choices. It just reminded me of Ed Orgeron. Hey, coach, we're going to pay you your full $17 million, but we're letting you go today. What door do you want me to walk out of, and when do you want me out of here? I mean, I'd said the same thing. Jesus, if somebody's going to come in and fire me and be like, hey, we're going to pay you your $15 million. I mean, I'm bummed I got fired, but I'm skipping to the bank. And what Governor Woodward brings up is all you have to do is go to Google and type in coaching search firms, college football. And that's where it all, that is the real incestuousness between the agents and these coaching search firms, right? So you hire an AD for millions of dollars, but you have these search firms end up being the ones who kind of whittle down the list, or, you know, they do the background check on the people. That I can understand, but if I'm the AD, I'm coming up with my own list. I'm not going to CSA Search and Consulting or Athletic Director U, or the Parker Executive Search, or ZRG Partners. Do I need to go on and on and on? He did a great job of kind of outing the dirty underbelly of college football. Bart Winkler is up next on many of these same Infinity Sports Radio Network stations. Great job by Ryan. Bet you're on the job. Very well done. Great job on knocking down the guests today and getting the audio. I'm Gresh. I'll see you soon here on the Infinity Sports Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.